Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So, did you enjoy your week? More importantly, did you make the time to pray to Jesus? Each week, I start the show with a quick word about prayer, because to me, there is nothing more important than prayer. Prayer lets us talk directly to Jesus anytime we want, and we can share with him anything that's on our minds. Jesus does listen, and he does answer through the words and actions of others. All we have to be is patient, and the answers will come. When we pray consistently at least once a day, we build a relationship with Jesus that grows the more we pray. We learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let him handle them, allowing us to live our lives without worries, fears, or stress. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was It's Not About Me, and how we should never allow ourselves to become obsessed with only thinking of our needs and not putting the needs of others before our own. On today's show, we will have a special guest, Kevin Longino, the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation. But before we get to Kevin, I want to talk about today's topic, Jesus gives us a choice. When Jesus walked the earth over 2,000 years ago, he performed numerous miracles and died for us on the cross. Many of the miracles he performed were done purposely without any fanfare. In fact, often Jesus wanted the miracle he performed to be kept secret. When he died on the cross, we all know that as a Son of God, he could have at any time prevented it from happening. Yet he chose not to. Why? Because Jesus' purpose was to demonstrate just enough here on earth, which would then give us all a choice. Do we believe in him or not? Jesus was not interested in being worshipped like fans worship celebrities. He had no desire to be treated like a king or royalty. In fact, it was the direct opposite. Jesus chose the meek, the humble, the sick, and the weak over the wealthy and prominent because he was only interested in obtaining true followers who believed he was the Son of God and those who would obey his laws and commands, which were those of his Father. We as Christians believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead, but no one saw Jesus rise from the dead because Jesus gives us a choice. And that choice is believe, and if we do, we will earn a place in heaven when we die, and if we do not, then we will not earn a place in God's kingdom. In the Bible it says, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." This Bible verse supports what I just said. We must believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he did die on the cross for our sins, and when we do, we will earn a place in heaven. Jesus gives us a choice, and each of us has complete free will to believe in him or not. When you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. If Jesus had performed miracles with gravitas or jumped off the cross, what would have happened? Everyone would realize he was the Son of God and, of course, would worship him. But it wouldn't be true worship, but rather out of fear. Jesus gives us a choice because he wants us to make that choice. Understanding what it means to choose Jesus as our Savior is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is Jesus gives us a choice. Each of us has the ability to make that choice, and when we choose to believe in him, then we need to maintain that belief and strengthen it through prayer and by following his laws and commands. As Christians, it's important that we understand the choice we have been given and that when we choose to believe and accept Jesus as our Savior, we do our best to be the best Christians we can be. Jesus gives us a choice and the rest is up to us. The first song I'm going to play today ties into the theme of today's show. When we choose to believe in Jesus, we also believe that he is there to lead us, guide us, and provide for us. The song is called He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought about my days before I found Jesus and what happened after I did. In the verses, we hear what life is like when we go it alone, and then in the chorus, the peace and calm we experience when we give ourselves to Jesus and let him take care of us. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took a chance and kept true to form, held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought I was strong, but soon I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the great unknown. Two steps behind, I could have been so. Swallow your pride, for he will provide.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Now, I would like to introduce a very special guest, Kevin Longino, the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation, an esteemed organization dedicated to saving lives. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you. Well, Kevin, let's start by you telling us about the National Kidney Foundation and what your organization does.
The National Kidney Foundation is a patient advocacy organization. The patient voice is very much at the core of everything we do. We want to make sure patient voice is represented to the federal government, to commercial payers, to their employers, and most importantly, to the medical community.
It sounds like a wonderful foundation. Well, Kevin, you have an inspiring story to share about undergoing a kidney transplant yourself and eventually becoming CEO of the foundation. Please tell us your story.
Well, my story is a little bit unique, and I'll tell you why. I found out I had kidney disease early. I found out because I had headaches and really didn't understand why they were going on. Turns out it was my blood pressure was exceedingly high. A role of the kidney is to manage blood pressure. And so from there, my general practitioner, GP, sent me to a nephrologist. I did a biopsy, found out I had a hereditary genetic kidney disease. From there, my path was to try to control the disease to the point where eventually I would go on dialysis. I was able to choose home dialysis versus in-center versus going three times a week. There's a lot of benefits to being able to do it at home. You can do it every day as opposed to three times a week. And then I was lucky enough to get a kidney transplant. At the time, there were 82,000 people on the list. The average wait was around 2 to 3 years. I got one in 3 months, which was amazing. And today, the wait list is 92,000. There's over 500,000 people on dialysis, and there's only about 30,000 transplants, and therefore, the wait list is 5 to 7 years in part of the country. What's unique about my story is I found out early. I found out in time to postpone dialysis, and then I was able to plan my dialysis. And then dialysis was a temporary treatment. I only actually was on it for a few months. My goal at the National Kidney Foundation is to have every kidney patient go through that same experience. You find out early, and yet 90% of kidney disease is undiagnosed. Most people have to wait a long time to get a kidney transplant, even if they're lucky enough to get one. And our goal is to have my experience be the outcome of everyone that has kidney disease.
That's nice. Well, Kevin, I know you've helped countless kidney patients, but could you share a specific experience that you were particularly proud of?
Yeah, one comes to mind. A big legislative win we had with Congress a few years back. There's a situation where Medicare would pay for a patient to have a kidney transplant, but they would only pay for their drugs for 30 months. And after 30 months, the patient had to fend for themselves in the marketplace or through some other insurance means. And unfortunately, even with insurance, the copays can be quite high. They can be anywhere from $800 to $1,800 a month. And a lot of people couldn't afford that. And so we were able to get a benefit pushed through where Congress would extend that 30 months to the life of the transplant. And that has saved so many millions of dollars for the federal government, but it's also saved a lot of lives because a lot of people were missing out on their drugs. Their kidneys were failing again. They were going back on dialysis, and unfortunately, they never made it to get a second or third transplant.
Well, Kevin, how can we find more information about the National Kidney Foundation and learn more about your remarkable organization?
I'm so glad you asked. The best way to find out about the National Kidney Foundation is to go to kidney.org on the web.
Well, once again, you've been listening to Kevin Longino, the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation. And I want to thank you, Kevin, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Our topic today is Jesus gives us a choice. If we choose to be a Christian, the choice is pretty simple. But what is not so simple is abiding by a Christian way of life. Yes, we have to believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We have to love Him and be thankful for all we have. But we must also do our very best in following His laws and commands. We must love God, our neighbors, and ourselves. We must follow the golden rule of do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And we must put the needs of others before our own. These principles require great practice and concentration. The only way we can ever be the best Christians we can be is through prayer, asking Jesus to guide us and help us maintain the right behavior and attitude we as Christians must have at all times. Pray to Jesus at least once a day and start by letting Him know how much we love Him and how thankful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and their needs, and then pray for our needs, but also ask Jesus through prayer for strength and guidance to avoid temptations, to remain strong at all times, and not drift away from our Christian beliefs and practices. The more we pray on this, the stronger we will be in following the laws and commands of our God and living as the best Christians we can be. Following the ways of our Lord takes skill and lots of practice. Use prayer to help us become the Christians we need to be. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and remember to ask Him to keep us strong and on the right path to living the Christian way of life He wants us to live. Understanding how prayer is there to help us with every need is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song called I Trust in You. This is another song that ties into today's theme because when we believe in Jesus, we have to trust Him. And writing this song, I thought of how life was before I had Jesus with me and how it changed after I found the Lord. Please listen now to my song, I Trust in You.
I used to worry, be in a hurry, I would force my way. I'd be so stressed, could never rest, uneasy every day. I'd be mad at the rain, avoid the sun, ignore my surroundings, not have fun. I would push so hard and not let go, but soon I found out what I didn't know. Life goes on, but only by your hand. You're the man with the plan who sees and understands. I go with the flow and let you get me through. You're the man with the plan. You know I trust in you. I used to move fast, raced through my tasks, never taking time for me. I'd be complacent and so impatient, but too blind to see. Against his path, felt so uptight, pushing my agenda.
Let you get me
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the parable about the dishonest steward who had squandered his master's property. After getting caught, he goes out and settles all the debts owed to the master for lesser amounts, but at least brings the master back something. For this, he is commended by the master, but he will no longer be his steward. Jesus ends the gospel saying, "No servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and wealth." The psalm for today is Psalm 113, "Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor." This psalm expresses God's compassion and ability to change lives, bringing those from harsh situations, from poverty and despair, to positions of honor and blessing. In writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 113, "Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor."
Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor, the poor. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
Praise the Lord who lifts
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled Noah's Ark. Everything I need to know, I learned from Noah's Ark. Don't miss the boat. Remember that we are all in the same boat. Plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Stay fit. When you're 60 years old, someone may ask you to do something really big. Don't listen to critics. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. Build your future on high ground. For safety's sake, travel in pairs. Speed isn't always an advantage. The snails were on board with the cheetahs. When you're stressed, float a while. Remember, the Ark was built by amateurs, the Titanic by professionals. No matter the storm, when you are with God, there's always a rainbow waiting. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Kevin Longino. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.